from above.
Yes.
I appreciate that, and it helps to inspire us to do our best.
I hear you. And it is wonderful to see it received so well. He is a genuinely beautiful soul. And like all of you, you work and work and work at bringing something to fruition, and it never quite happens, because an idea out of its time cannot bloom. And you cannot. This boils right back down to a world in bankruptcy. I don't care what kind of beauty. There would be the very wealthy who can afford the master's paintings and hang them on their wall. Usually they'll call it investment. And then if you're really wonderful, like Mr. Armand Hammer, maybe you build a museum and share it with your fellow man. Or there are the beautiful sculpture, statues. And yet, most man in this, I'm sorry, deflationary period of time headed for a Great Depression cannot afford even $3,000 for a heater. He will not perceive it, even. He will go and look for what would keep him warm that he knows will keep him warm, not some beautiful tile structure. So he has to be introduced in his blindness. At first it has to be just there. And then he can see that that's a really good idea, best stove he ever had. The Indians knew it. You see, they can fire their pottery right in those ovens that they build out of mounded dirt. And those ovens, because of the heat from inside, would cook and basically turn into tile, at least on the inside. It's a very natural way to go. I still concern over the utilization of the fuels, because massive use of wood to fire your structures will utilize up your wood too, just like building. So it's really imperative that we come up with some better energy sources. But there is no reason. You see, these structures can work on any fuel, any source of fuel.
Commander?
Yes.
May I ask a question about fuel? Rontho, over the last year or three, has been hammering away at propane as an available fuel during the interim time when gasoline and those things are at a scarcity. Can you confirm that for this area? EJ and I were talking about storing propane or getting some propane back up.
I don't understand that question, really. I hear what you're saying, and I would have to really scan, and I would have to ask Rontho. Propane is not going to be any more readily available than is your natural gas, for that matter. And I would assume that what he may be saying is that you can store propane in individual tanks.
Yes.
And it would be exceptionally good in this area, where you already are burning propane.
That's what you o'clock thought.
Right.
But it's not that efficient, though.
Well, it's not efficient, but it sure beats everything else you've got when you don't have anything.
Well, it's not that it's not efficient. It's just that most of the things that are available to us right now, it would probably be real efficient in a car block.
It'd be something like sticking a half a dozen or a dozen tanks behind a TerraBlock wall in your yard, all hooked up.
Well, and it wouldn't hurt to have some of those big tanks like they use for dispersing.
Yeah, where he has two or three right there in his yard. Mm-hmm.
A few of the large ones or something like that.
Nothing wrong with us.
Because you can use
dozens of those.
Tank a house a year or what? A couple of tanks a year?
of like what's behind my house.
I feel your name floating around.
Well, you're persistent, aren't you?
You're just welcome to have him correspond with me.
I did. I just felt all right.
Well, he's over there. He's not over
he's
here.
He's over by you, Breck.
He doesn't have any need whatsoever to speak to Dormon.
I have a question going back to...
I keep getting tingles from him.
Pretty soon, he's going to jab you with his pitchfork.
I was kind of hoping for it to be a rod.
Maybe we better get the triangle and put it over your head. Please, Alan, I'm sorry they interrupt you. That's rude. Now, you've forgotten?
No.
All right.
I've been thinking about it since we were, in fact, talking about this earlier. We were talking about the different colors, the different rays. You were saying what ray and color Saltec comes from. I've been curious what color, which photon are you from?
Silver.
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 Right at the top of it.
He shoots it right out of his eyes. His ship is sparkling blue silver. It isn't even blue. It is crystal silver. Yes.
I have not heard. I've tried not to make demands on Sanyazi's time because I'm aware that you're also busy. So I've just made brief, or that I'm aware of, just brief contacts daily. But I basically haven't been hearing from her for the most part, and I haven't really made demands in that regard.
But she's out there every night, go looking. All of those craft with those revolving lights, and they're everywhere that you see.
Well, I see. Yeah, I see the ships, but I mean in terms of direct contact.
I hear you.
And
they're very, very busy.
Okay, that's all. That's what I've been getting. So I'll just say, pump up the volume.
You have several things going on here, and please don't turn them off. Be receiving of them, please.
I am.
You have two major things going on, and now you have been made aware of one more thing, and that is the earth upheavals coming in China. I want to remind you once that several years ago, there was a massive earthquake in China that took out over 100,000 nuclear-armed troops underground. That should scare you. That should scare you. I have also told you that for everything you pull off, China will pull off one or two. They are withdrawing again from the world because it didn't work out well. Now you have another situation. You have a shuttle sitting out on the pad ready to be launched with a secret military satellite. Brother, Russia has one sitting out there that looks exactly like yours. What do you think they're going to do with it?
Switch.
It's incredibly busy out there for your brothers in the skies. Incredibly busy.
From above?
Yes.
I appreciate that, and it helps to inspire us to do our best.
I hear you. And it is wonderful to see it received so well. He is a genuinely beautiful soul. And like all of you, you work and work and work at bringing something to fruition, and it never quite happens because an idea out of its time cannot bloom. And you cannot. This boils right back down to a world in bankruptcy. I don't care what kind of beauty. There would be the very wealthy who can afford the master's paintings. and hang them on the wall. Usually they'll call it investment. And then if you're really wonderful, like Mr. Armand Hammer, maybe you build a museum and share it with your fellow man. Or there are the beautiful sculpture, statues. And yet, most men in this, I'm sorry, deflationary period of time headed for a Great Depression cannot afford even $3,000 for a heater. He will not perceive it, even. He will go and look for what would keep him warm that he knows will keep him warm, not some beautiful tile structure. So he has to be introduced in his blindness. At first it has to be just there. And then he can see that that's a really good idea, best stove he ever had. The Indians knew it. You see, they can fire their pottery right in those ovens that they build out of mounded dirt. And those ovens, because of the heat from inside, would cook and basically turn into tile, at least on the inside. It's a very natural way to go. I still concern over the utilization of the fuels, because massive use of wood to fire your structures will utilize up your wood too, just like building. So it's really imperative that we come up with some better energy sources. But there is no reason. You see, these structures can work on any fuel, any source of fuel.
Commander?
Yes?
May I ask a question about fuel? Rontho, over the last year or three, has been hammering away at propane as an available fuel during the interim time when gasoline and those things are at a scarcity. Can you confirm that for this area? EJ and I were talking about storing propane or getting some propane back up.
I don't understand that question, really. I hear what you're saying, and I would have to really scan, and I would have to ask one, though. Propane is not going to be any more readily available than is your natural gas, for that matter. And I would assume that what he may be saying is that you can store propane in individual tanks.
Yeah. Yes.
And it would be exceptionally good in this area where you already are burning propane.
That's what we had
at
10 o'clock thought.
Right.
But it's not that efficient, though.
Well, it's not efficient, but it sure beats everything else you've got when you don't have anything.
Well, it's not that it's not efficient, it's just that most of the things that are available to us right now, it would probably be real efficient in a cockwalk.
It would be something like sticking a half a dozen or a dozen tanks behind a terablock wall in your yard, all hooked up.
Well, and it wouldn't hurt to have some of those big tanks like they use for dispersing.
Yeah, where he has two or three right there in his yard.
A few of the large ones or something like that.
Nothing wrong with us.
Because you can use
dozens of those.
Tank a house a year or what? A couple of tanks a year?
Like what's behind my house?
I feel your name floating around.
Well, you're a persistent nurse.
So just welcome to have him correspond with me.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I did. I just felt that
right. Well, he's over there. He's not over
he's
here.
He's over by you, Brick.
He doesn't have any need whatsoever to speak to Dormont.
I have a question going back to...
I keep getting tingles from him.
Pretty soon he's going to jab you with his pitchfork.
Mixture of thoughts and emotions from this side to whether how much do we ask or how often and just those kind of things. I think some of us here are thinking the same kind of thing. So there's a little guidance on that.
Well, all right, let's put it where it's at. Don't get uptight about it. If you have a little bit of free time to call them in and they're available, they'll come visit with you until you come into comfort, or they won't. You'll just somehow not find them there. You will find a flicker of response from somebody or something. But mostly, you see, they are hampered in some ways because of your job. Your job is not to communicate with Soltec, Corton, and Simyotsi. Your job is to get proposals written and a city bid. It's just don't get out of perspective what you're about.
From above.
Yes.
First, at this point, is not to be the speaker. Keep yourself in balance, but don't worry about it. You're trying to call in all of this energy for what? What do you want of them? Let me ask you. I'm asking. And if Germaine answers, I'll be shocked. Better you call Germaine all the time. Every one of you. He can fragment just like that. What do you want of your commanders? They want at some point to be able to speak through you in an emergency situation. They are not the speaker for the program. They would not be giving you instructions. They would not override Hatton.
Then a good idea then is to make a habit, so to speak, of trying to at any time sort of quiet yourself, any place, quiet yourself and see if you can hear Germaine. In other words, for a practice so that we can hear on a moment's notice. Am I misunderstanding?
I think you're making a great big thing out of nothing, quite frankly.
Okay.
I don't know how to express it.
You did express it.
Yes.
You pretty much said it.
Yeah.
We'll receive of these guys as us being speakers when the time's right.
At this point, we have one thrust. As there is something going on in the earth, Soltec would make it known. Maybe this is a better way to put it. Don't worry about it. When they need you, you will know it. And yes, to practice or experience or to commune with them, sit down with your pen, and if it flows, fine. If it does not, it just didn't.
I
am the commander. They are not going to contradict anything that I say. We are good parents, too. Even if I blew it, you would not know it. It would be discussed at this level. Until, of course, you get brave enough to open your mouth and let them speak, and then we'll have it out right here. It is command. That's all it is. At this point, I am projecting basically the direction of this project. As we get into communications, Mr. Corton will be here a lot. As the earth upheavals start, and the warnings need to go forth, and the probabilities need to be projected, Mr. Soltec will be extremely busy. And as the fleets are massed, and communication between space command and earth energies, Miss Simyazi will be on your neck all the time. You're only to just be comfortable knowing they're there. They do not wish you working at it. Because if you work at it, you block it. Working at it and trying at it is almost sure failure. They just want you to come out and say, "Hi, sweetheart." And they'll blink at you. Don't work at it.
That helps.
Enjoy them when they have time to be with you. And if you go into your quiet place and you want to visit with them, ask them. And you'll get a feeling of they're not here or something. You're saying it to me now. Rick said it very well. It just seems like she's there some, and etc. And in the beginning, you're not sure of what it is you're receiving anyway, and therefore you internalize again, you personalize. What have I done? What have I not done? You're doing fine. You're doing just fine. We're all here in this room. Incredible energy. We don't want to keep you wound up to breaking like a spring all the time, and yet it's very hard not to keep you there or to unwind you. There are too many things from the outside impacting you. But the masters are always available. They're the ones you meditate with to keep you in balance. You're not having any trouble. You may be having trouble opening your mouth and speaking, but you haven't missed your mate. Not anybody in this room. And what more do you really need? You'd like to ask him questions?
Actually, I just wanted to have the violet ray over this house for a while.
The violet ray never leaves the house, Rick. He's got you on your hair will be standing up next, and it'll turn purple with neon signs.
It's moving.
You don't have to have a voice speaking. In fact, sometimes the most precious is in the silence and in the presence, for that is the mighty presence of the I Am energy. And that's the strength you need, uncluttered by your words. For the masters don't need words. Hatton does not need words. Semyazi doesn't use words.
Of course we know that, but it's always good to be reminded of that.
Oh yes, I know. But can you believe how long this child has been absorbed today with all these high energies?
We should give her some time.
We should give her a break. And then we can discuss some more business. I think we're cheating now. I don't believe we're discussing business. But it's all an illusion anyway. Oberly just perceives he's irritated.
Well, is there? Do we all need to hear about the phone call that the commander was eavesdropping on?
Well, I'll tell you what. Oberly can tell you all about the phone call, and I will eavesdrop, and let's open our eyes for a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I love you once.
It was
a
pleasure.
You too.
Jermaine will dance with you for a little while, and then he'll prod one of you. We'll do a little hypnotherapy. Actually, we're not going to do any therapy. We're going to do a little hypno. And we'll get Jermaine. I'm very good at it. Salud.
Salud.
Above.
Yes.
I appreciate that, and it helps to inspire us to do our best.
I
I hear you. And it is wonderful to see it received so well. He is a genuinely beautiful soul. And like all of you, you work and work and work at bringing something to fruition, and it never quite happens, because an idea out of its time cannot bloom. And you cannot. This boils right back down to a world in bankruptcy. I don't care what kind of beauty. There would be the very wealthy who can afford the master's paintings and hang them on their wall. Usually they'll call it investment. And then if you're really wonderful, like Mr. Armand Hammer, maybe you build a museum and share it with your fellow man. Or there are the beautiful sculpture, statues. And yet, most man in this, I'm sorry, deflationary period of time headed for a Great Depression cannot afford even $3,000 for a heater. He will not perceive it, even. He will go and look for what would keep him warm that he knows will keep him warm, not some beautiful tile structure. So he has to be introduced in his blindness. At first it has to be just there. And then he can see that that's a really good idea, best stove he ever had. The Indians knew it. You see, they can fire their pottery right in those ovens that they build out of mounded dirt. And those ovens, because of the heat from inside, would cook and basically turn into tile, at least on the inside. It's a very natural way to go. I still concern over the utilization of the fuels, because massive use of wood to fire your structures will utilize up your wood too, just like building. So it's really imperative that we come up with some better energy sources. But there is no reason. You see, these structures can work on any fuel, any source of fuel.
Commander?
Yes?
May I ask a question about fuel? Rontha, over the last year or three, has been hammering away at propane as an available fuel during the interim time when gasoline and those things are at a scarcity. Can you confirm that for this area? EJ and I were talking about storing propane or getting some propane back up.
I don't understand that question, really. I hear what you're saying, and I would have to really scan, and I would have to ask Rontha. Propane is not going to be any more readily available than is your natural gas, for that matter. And I would assume that what he may be saying is that you can store propane in individual tanks.
Yeah. Yes.
And it would be exceptionally good in this area where you already are burning propane.
That's what we had
Right.
But it's not that efficient, though.
Well, it's not efficient, but it sure beats everything else you've got when you don't have anything.
Well, it's not that it's not efficient. It's just that most of the things that are available to us right now, it would probably be real efficient in a cockwalk. It would
be something like sticking a half a dozen or a dozen tanks behind a terablock wall in your yard, all hooked up.
Well, and it wouldn't hurt to have some of those big tanks like they use for dispersing.
Yeah, where he has two or three right there in his yard.
A few of the large ones or something like that.
Nothing wrong with us.
Because you can use
putting in dozens of those.
Tank a house a year or what? A couple of tanks a year?
Of like what's behind my house?
I feel Jermaine floating around.
Well, you're persistent,
you're
aren't you?
So just welcome to have him correspond with me.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I did. I just felt right.
Well, he's over there. He's not over
he's
here.
He's over by you, Brick.
He doesn't have any need whatsoever to speak to Dormont.
I have a question going back to...
I keep getting tingles from him.
Pretty soon, he's going to jab you with his pitchfork.
I was kind of hoping for it to be a rod.
Maybe we better get the triangle and put it over your head. Please, Alan, I'm sorry they interrupt you. That's rude. Now, you've forgotten?
No.
All right.
I've been thinking about it since we were back talking about this earlier. We were talking about the different colors, the different rays. You were saying what ray and color Saltec comes from. I've been curious what color... which Forton are you from?
Silver.
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 Right at the top of it.
He shoots it right out of his eyes.
Right.
His ship is sparkling blue silver.
I think you're right.
It isn't even blue. It's crystal silver.
From that aspect,
yes.
I have not heard. I've tried not to. Make demands on Sannyasi's time because I'm aware that you're also busy. So I've just made brief contacts daily. But I basically haven't been hearing from her for the most part, and I haven't really made demands in that regard.
But she's out there every night, go looking. All of those craft with those revolving lights, and they're everywhere that you see.
Well, I see the ships, but I mean in terms of direct contact.
I hear you.
And
they're very, very busy.
Okay, that's all. That's what I've been getting. So I'll just say, pump up the volume.
You have several things going on here, and please don't turn them off. Be receiving of them, please.
I am.
You have two major things going on, and now you have been made aware of one more thing. And that is the earth upheavals coming in China. I want to remind you once that several years ago there was a massive earthquake in China that took out over 100,000 nuclear armed troops underground. That should scare you. That should scare you. I have also told you that for everything you pull off, China will pull off one or two. They are withdrawing again from the world because it didn't work out well. Now you have another situation. You have a shuttle sitting out on the pad ready to be launched with a secret military satellite. Brother, Russia has one sitting out there that looks exactly like yours. What do you think they're going to do with it?
Switch.
It's incredibly busy out there for your brothers in the skies. Incredibly busy. And I just am not at liberty to discuss it. And all that communications is coming right through this crystal. And it should be standing you on your ear. In fact, I would be disappointed if it were not. And they will stand out there, and because they're stationed there for many, many reasons, which I am not at liberty to discuss, are they in this sector. It goes well, well beyond anything in the San Andreas. This is a communication center. And almost all of the Pleiadian fleet is in this area. And these are busy, busy commanders. I am the only one that can go. Actually, I do have more time than they do. I was making fun to get a little sympathy, but I would suppose that I have a large, large command. But I have very, very able commanders. I really don't command my own ship anymore, captain it. Leah is tending it. And Udley was promoted to commander, and Udley has his own ship, which is a backup to Leah, which was my ship. I spend almost all of my time now on Sananda's craft, because we're getting ready, and so does Germaine, I might add. Because we are constantly in council as this comes together, not just in this community, but as many, many things are happening simultaneously. But when we are having these major thrusts into space from your place, that pulls the Cosmic Council into session. Many petitions are going forth to see what can be done about it. If the Cosmic Council and the Hierarchical Council and the Council of the White Brotherhood all agree, we can squeeze her down a little bit more. Not let those things get out here ever, not even 150 miles. There is petitioning going on before the Higher Mighty Council on stopping. You see, you're not the only one testing under the ground. They're doing it in Russia. They're doing it more in China. They're doing it in Israel. They're doing it all over the Middle East. You'd shake in your boots if you know it. They're also doing it undercover in your eastern United States. Not to the same extent, they haven't dared. It's really, really serious. And yet the sorting has to be done. The transition has to be made. We are working in a law of free will and non-interference. And yet, it can be so destructive to both this planet and to the area of your corner of the universe, if you will, that petitions have gone forth once again to the councils. You will find that Tuita is very busy these days. She will be receiving a lot from the councils in order to possibly better control and lower the limit of the detonations. So that's what your commanders are doing. There was a period of time, for instance, of almost 11 years that there was no contact with Billy Meyer at all. And then there was a recurrence of contact with Billy Meyer from Semyossi. And then there was another hiatus.
Yeah, one for 30 and one for...
Because the work got into such a mess that it masked the fleets. And she had to be away. We won't be away from here very much because this is where the communications are coming and going from, to and from. But it's very serious. But if the petitioners can pull it off, we may have a little bit more time with a little bit more peace in our souls.
Commander.
Yes.
One of the...
move faster.
Questions is similar to Rick. Sometimes when I call the Saltec or someone, I feel that I'm taking their time and they're busy, but at the same time, I feel it's necessary, and also at the same time, I feel that sometimes I don't receive of them yet because I'm still in the learning process. So it's like a mixture of thoughts and emotions from this side to whether... how much do we ask, or how often, and just those kind of things. I think some of us here are thinking the same kind of thing. There's a little guidance on that.
Well, all right, let's put it where it's at. Don't get uptight about it. if you have a little bit of free time,
okay,
to call them in and they're available, they'll come visit with you until you come into comfort, or they won't. You'll just somehow not find them there. You will find a flicker of response from somebody or something. But mostly, you see, they are hampered in some ways because of your job. Your job is not to communicate with Soltec, Corton, and Semyoksi. Your job is to get proposals written and a city built. It's just, don't get out of perspective what you're about. And yours at this point is not to be the speaker. Keep yourself in balance, but don't worry about it. You're trying to call in all of this energy for what? What do you want of them? Let me ask you. I'm asking. And if Germaine answers, I'll be shocked. Better you call Germaine all the time. Every one of you. He can fragment just like that. What do you want of your commanders? They want at some point to be able to speak through you in an emergency situation. They are not the speaker for the program. They would not be giving you instructions. They would not override Hatton.
Then a good idea then is to make a habit, so to speak, of trying to at any time sort of quiet yourself, any place, quiet yourself and see if you hear Germaine. In other words, for a practice so that we can hear on a moment's notice. You know, my misunderstanding.
I think you're making a great big thing out of nothing, quite frankly. I don't know how to express it.
You did express it.
Yes.
And then you pretty much said it.
Yeah.
We'll receive of these guys as us being speakers when the time's right.
At this point, we have one thrust. As there is something going on in the earth, Soltec would make it known. Maybe this is a better way to put it. Don't worry about it. When they need you, you will know it. And yes, to practice or experience or to commune with them, sit down with your pen, and if it flows, fine. If it does not, it just didn't.
That's where
I am the commander. They are not going to contradict anything that I say. We are good parents, too. Even if I blew it, you would not know it. It would be discussed at this level. Until, of course, you get brave enough to open your mouth and let them speak, and then we'll have it out right here. It is command. That's all it is. At this point, I am projecting basically the direction of this project. As we get into communications, Mr. Corton will be here a lot. As the earth upheavals start, and the warnings need to go forth, and the probabilities need to be projected, Mr. Soltec will be extremely busy. And as the fleets are massed, and communication between space command and earth energies, Ms. Semyoksi will be on your neck all the time. You're only to just be comfortable knowing they're there. They do not wish you working at it. Because if you work at it, you block it. Working at it and trying at it is almost sure failure. They just want you to come out and say, "Hi, sweetheart." And they'll blink at you. Don't work at it.
That helps.
Enjoy them when they have time to be with you. And if you go into your quiet place and you want to visit with them, ask them. And you'll get a feeling of they're not here or something. You're saying it to me now. Rick said it very well. It just seems like she's there some, and etc. And in the beginning, you're not sure of what it is you're receiving anyway, and therefore you internalize again, you personalize. What have I done? What have I not done? You're doing fine. You're doing just fine. We're all here in this room. Incredible energy. We don't want to keep you wound up to breaking like a spring all the time, and yet it's very hard not to keep you there or to unwind you. There are too many things from the outside impacting you. But the masters are always available. They're the ones you meditate with to keep you in balance. You're not having any trouble. You may be having trouble opening your mouth and speaking, but you haven't missed your main. Not anybody in this room. And what more do you really need? You'd like to ask him questions?
Actually, I just wanted to have the violet ray over this house for a while.
The violet ray never leaves the house, Rick. He's got you on your hair will be standing up next, and it'll turn purple with neon signs.
It's moving.
You don't have to have a voice speaking. In fact, sometimes the most precious is in the silence and in the presence. For that is the mighty presence of the I Am energy. And that's the strength you need, uncluttered by your words. For the masters don't need words. Hatton does not need words. Semyazi doesn't use words.
Of course we know that, but it's always good to be reminded of that.
Oh yes, I know. But can you believe how long this child has been absorbed today with all these high energies?
We should give her some time.
We should give her a break. And then we can discuss some more business. I think we're cheating now. I don't believe we're discussing business. But it's all an illusion anyway. Oberly just perceives he's irritated.
Well, is there? Do we all need to hear about the phone call that the commander was eavesdropping on?
Well, I'll tell you what. Oberly can tell you all about the phone call, and I will eavesdrop. And let's open our eyes for a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
for coming.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you once.
It was
we
pleasurable.
Love you too.
Jermaine will dance with you for a little while, and he'll prod one of you. We'll do a little hypnotherapy. Actually, we're not going to do any therapy. We're going to do a little hypno. And we'll get Jermaine. I'm very good at it. Salud.
Salud. Salud. Salud.